Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Doug Barry is also here, ladies and gentlemen. Doug is a good friend of ours, the Director of Marketing and Communications for the U.S. Commercial Services, which is a very important division of the Department of Commerce. And Doug has been a long time member of our Brain Trust, going all the way back to 2002. He joins us today to talk to us about something that, well, as I always do, I always like talking about exporting, because I think this is something small business owners really need to be focusing more on. And I always like to remind you that 95% of all of your prospects on planet Earth live outside of the United States. Doug Barry, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning, everybody.
It's good to have you back. What's the news? You got a national exporting initiative?
That's right. And, Jim, you were in Washington a couple of weeks ago.
Yep, with Ex-Im Bank.
Heard the president talk about this initiative.
Can I say something right here?
Sure.
He did a really good job in that speech. He and I have issues. There are a number of things that he wants to do for America that I completely disagree with. But I'm a fair-minded person, Doug. And I have to say that on his in that speech, I was very impressed with not only the clarity with which he expressed this initiative, but also the fact that he stayed on topic and he didn't wander off on other stuff, even though it was in the middle of the healthcare debate. He didn't even bring that up, and I was really grateful to him. I appreciated him doing that. I felt like my time was really well spent in that hearing that speech.
Yes, he did a good job, and you know, I think that he's exactly right on the larger issue, Jim. It's more than just getting more small businesses to export. It's really about rebalancing our entire national economy. As you know, and as your listeners know, we have this huge and unsustainable deficit. And one way to get that down is to sell more stuff than we're buying from abroad. So that's going to be a big change for us. We're already an enormous exporter. But in order to get that deficit down, we're going to have to be even a bigger one. And that's why the National Export Initiative, which basically at bottom means doubling the number of exports in 5 years. And that means going from about $1.7 trillion to $3.4 trillion in exports.
Wow.
And maybe the most important part for our communities is we want to add 2 million new jobs over the next 5 years, all of which will be focused on exporting industries.
Well, from your and his mouth to God's ears, because that's nothing you just said is bad for America's entrepreneurs,
right,
for America's small businesses.
We just can't get on any longer selling to each other. We've got to develop the international market, and that means more of your listeners are going to have to at least consider taking the product that's been successful here, the service that they know is successful here, and looking outside the country at new markets. And we can help, we at the U.S. Commercial Service Department of Commerce.
Well, there are two main macro issues here. One is getting more, as you say, getting more American businesses to make exporting a component of their business, of their overall strategy. But the other is for the government to make, in addition to what you're doing, your division, which is absolutely one of the best values for the money we spend, our tax money we spend, in my opinion, one of the best values we get is your division, Doug. And it's all because of you, of course.
Naturally.
But the other thing is getting these trade barriers dealt with. Building trade relationships with countries. That's what the government can do to make it so that if you and I in our visit together today, if we inspire someone to really become educated and start building an export strategy, when they go out and when they take that strategy to market and they go out into a place with, you know, where they want to sell, if there's already if the wheels have already been greased to make that happen from an inner country basis, then it makes that person say, yeah, this will work.
That's right.
But
and
if they run into walls, they're going to say, you know, this is not worth it.
It's true. And certainly we should not give listeners the impression that these barriers, and they do exist today, there's no question about it, are insurmountable. They're not. Every day, people of very small companies are selling international despite these barriers. And the truth is that it's never been easier to sell a product across a border than it is right now.
There are more. We do have more trade agreements than we've ever had, but there are still more to be gotten.
There are more to be gotten, and certainly China, you know, we're working China 24/7 now to make them buy more. They need to increase the importing in their country. They've got a very large middle class now. It's getting larger all the time, and they certainly could be doing more.
I heard that they've got 600 million people who are actively desiring better living environment.
I think that's true. They're at the stage where they can afford cars, they can afford refrigerators,
furniture, you know, all that stuff.
Travel abroad.
Yeah.
Films. Did you know that 60% of the revenue for the average film that's made in the United States comes from international sales? 60%.
Right. But the thing is for a small business in America, for example, it could be that you're providing the food for the company that provides a little tiny part that goes into the manufacturer of the film.
That's
you know
right.
what I mean? I mean, the connection, I mean, you can identify export opportunity connections all the way down to the smallest denominator in the United States marketplace.
That's right. And as part of the initiative, the president wants all of the federal workers, including myself, who are involved in trade promotion, to step up our efforts to sell U.S. products. And he's even instructed the ambassadors around the world at all of the embassies that they have to do more to represent U.S. business interests and help sell. So I'm ready to sell. I've been selling the last couple of weeks. I've been selling things, Jim, you'd be surprised to hear, a starting gate for bicycles. This is a small company in Ohio.
A starting gate?
Yes. Bicycle racing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like MX racing, or what do they call it?
Exactly. I think it's MX or CX or whatever.
Uh-huh.
I don't race bicycles, so this was all new to me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's an amazing metal contraption. And seven people are part of this company, and they're now selling to 41 markets.
Wow. And you guys helped them with that, didn't you?
We did indeed.
Good for you. Stand by, Doug. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Doug Barry is with us. He's with the U.S. Commercial Service Division of the Department of Commerce. 20 after. Stay with me.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in, then I'll watch them roll
Welcome
away.
Back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for staying with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for checking it out and using it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And if you're on Twitter and you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Doug Barry is our guest. He's Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Service, which is a division of the Department of Commerce. And they're the cheerleaders for you and me abroad, ladies and gentlemen. They're the people who go out across the world and tell other countries and other customers, prospects, that you and I, for you and me, and are in the business, the things that we sell, and the things our customers sell, tell them about us and get them interested in us. And then bring those contacts back and tell you and me about it so we can get together with these folks and do business. And Doug, for that, all that hard work, we appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Jim. And, you know, I'm on my way out to Las Vegas on Sunday to the National Association of Broadcasters annual meeting. There'll be thousands of people from all over the world. And we bring buying delegations. This year, it's 25 different countries are coming, escorted by our people who work in those countries. And we steer them on the show floor to U.S. Exhibitors there in order to make deals. And there's
what kind
of deals
will you be making at NAB?
Well, I think, you know, there are all kinds of interesting technologies that Americans have come up with for editing things and for...
So technology, you'll be offering...
A lot of technology, exactly. Yep. And then there's content, a lot of tremendous content that international buyers want to put on their national television network, so there'll be sales of those, and we'll be selling left and right.
Right. Well, sounds good. Now, by the way, tell us the website, please.
Sure. It's www.export.gov.
And what will we find when we get there?
You will find all kinds of information on the basics of exporting. You will also find prospects. We put trade leads into our system every day from all over the world. So if you're looking for buyers, that would be a place to go. You'll find market research.
I could go there and noodle around like on one of the online registries and see who's there, who's looking for something that I might sell.
That's right. And you can then bookmark that on your website and check back every couple of days to see what new prospects have arrived there. Plus, you can also find your local export assistance center. We have more than 100 of them around the country. These are my colleagues at the local offices who will assist you get started.
What do you have any new small business export success stories?
Well,
you mentioned one a minute ago about the about the gate.
That's actually quite a good one.
BMX, that's what it's called, isn't it?
BMX, that's it. And this guy, who is probably in his early 60s now, and this is the second business.
Just a baby.
And he, I guess he came from the hydraulics background. And so the starting gates are, of course, operated with a hydraulic system. And he fabricates them, makes them all in his little plant there with seven people. And as a result of the 41 markets that he's in now, and we've helped him get into a lot of them, and there are some unusual ones, like Zimbabwe, for example. Who would have thought? A poor country, you read very bad things about what's going on there.
Right.
But there is an association of bicycle riders, and they have races, and therefore when they heard about his gates, they immediately wanted one, and they had the money to buy it. And he went out there, and he actually helped them install it, and he's very passionate about the sport, so he's interested in the young people. So he, you know, he uses that passion to find markets in places where other people may not go. And the good news out of this is he's been so successful in his international sales, which are now probably 60 or 70% of his overall revenue, that he's going to double his workforce from 7 to 14. And that's
what
the National Export Initiative is all about, using exports to add jobs, good-paying jobs, for Americans all across the country.
Well, that's a great success story. Thank you for bringing us that. And folks, I mean, who would, as Doug said, who would think this? And I love telling the story, though, Doug, that you told us so many years ago. And I know I always bring it up, but I still think it's a great story about the Tennessee company that makes salsa. And at least in those days, their number one customer was a supermarket in Mexico. Mexican customers. Grocery customers were buying salsa made in Tennessee.
Coal to Newcastle and snow to the Eskimos.
That's exactly right. And
somewhere there is a market for your product, folks, and start by calling us 1-800-USA-TRADE. That's me and my colleagues at the Trade Information Center in Washington, and we'll make sure you get the help you need.
And all we want to do, folks, is all I want to do, Doug, is get people to reach out, make a contact, start the education process. Just folks, try. Just think about it. Just make a phone call. Go to one of the commercial services offices. There's one within a reasonable driving distance of you, if not next door. Talk to these people. Almost everything you guys provide is free, isn't it?
Most of it is free. And give me 5 minutes of your time. I'm on the phones every afternoon. I'd love to speak to you. It'll just take a few minutes, and let's just talk about the product that you have, the business that you have, the one that you're thinking about starting, and we'll get you going in the right direction.
And also, folks, think about your customers, you know, the people you serve. Find out which one of those people are exporting maybe overseas, and what you can do to help them do a little better job. That could be your part of export. And it help you. It will definitely create a better relationship with that customer. Hey, Doug, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Doug Barry, ladies and gentlemen, Director of Marketing and Communication for the U.S. Commercial Services. He'll be back, I promise. Don't forget, export.gov. Quick break. I'm Jim Blassingame. Right back after these messages with Steve Forbes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.